It's Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for spending your afternoon with us. We were talking earlier about this mutual combat situation where the five people did not face charges. Someone texted in, said, did they show valid FOID cards or were their weapons legally purchased and owned? The answer to that is no, as I understand it. Also, the answer is the fact that, there were stolen vehicles involved, too. I don't get it. Well, you know, it came up today at the budget hearings for the mayor's budget. In fact, Brendan Deanahan, the chief of detectives, addressed the whole story.
We cannot secure the murder charge. Then what we seek is some sort of possession of gun charge or some sort of discharge of a firearm. And in this case, we don't have it based just solely on the video. Normally, we get a little more cooperation from people who are shot, and they will identify someone saying, you know, this person was shooting a gun at me, and, you know, I shot back in self-defense. But in this case, nobody talked to the police.
One of the aldermen in the room for that testimony was Alderman Nicholas Posada, who joins us now of the Great Northwest Side's 38th Ward. Alderman, welcome.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be on the show.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about the guaranteed income plan and all of that, but boy, I think this is pressing. What did you make of Chief of Detectives Deanahan's testimony and the story in general?
Well, the story in general, you have a lot of aldermen in council right now that are talking about and very upset about what happened. I literally just saw the video 15 minutes ago. I didn't know that's floating around. It's pretty sad. And I don't know, it looks like the cops were like literally a minute behind them, or 15 seconds behind them, you know. So yeah. they pulled away and the cops pulled up. So
did the chief of detectives' explanation of why there were no charges, did that satisfy you? I know Mayor Lightfoot and some Westside aldermen have sent a letter to State's Attorney Fox asking that she reconsider the whole thing.
Yeah, well, I was talking to Alderman Taliaferro from the 29th Ward, whose ward it happened in, and he's very, very upset about it, as are the Westside aldermen. And I said I would have loved to also sign on to that letter about my disappointment on what's going on with that.
What did Alderman Taliaferro say?
He's just shaking his head. You know, Alderman Taliaferro is an attorney. He knows a lot more about the law than I do, and we're just all baffled about it. And this has come up several times with several of my colleagues today about the lack of consequences by our court system and our state's attorney's office.
Well, tell me a little bit more about that. We're talking to Alderman Nicholas Posada here of the 38th Ward. I mean, there seems to be, it's not just disarmity, it's out-and-out conflict between the Chicago police, the Cook County State's Attorney, and then the court system, too. What's going on there?
I don't know. Alderman O'Shea brought up a great idea about what's going on, about some sort of summit with all the people involved, the state's attorney, the courts, the you name it, Cook County, city. Does everybody sit down and figure this out, and what can we do? And I mean, to me, it seems like the state's attorney's office is a public defender office. You know, that's just my opinion from everything I see. So
you mean that she's not being tough enough when it comes to prosecuting?
We're playing catch and release, and that's a big problem to me. And actually, Superintendent Brown just literally said that about 20 minutes ago about, unfortunately, they're playing catch and release in the state's attorney's office. So,
I mean,
and we say that a lot on the northwest side. I don't know where else they say it, but we certainly say it on the northwest side that there's no consequences. It's just catch and release, and that's it.
And, you know, I know you're tied with a lot of police officers in your ward.
Yes, I am.
And they talk about the fact that their hands are tied. But in this case, it seems like the police were in agreement with the state's attorney's office.
He don't know about that. Not sure where you're getting that from.
Okay, well, correct me then. I thought Deanahan was sort of explaining why they couldn't press charges.
I don't recall the conversation with them. I certainly don't think he was defending it. But I'd have to look at the tape again and see exactly what went down.
No. You're closer to it than I am. I'll stand corrected. I'm with you on that. Okay. And so, you know, I don't know if you heard me say at the top that, but we've talked about this guaranteed income thing quite a bit. It's interesting to me. I know there are
What's interesting about it? There's nothing interesting about it to me.
Well, let me finish.
It's not right. It's wrong. Everything about it is wrong. It's socialism. I'm all for helping people. I've helped people my whole life. But to just arbitrarily pick some people and give them money just because, I don't see how that, if there's any benefit to that. I think that money could be better used on mental health and homelessness and other things.
Well, so I'm going to put you down as a no, Alderman.
You could put me down as a no, but unfortunately, we don't get to cherry pick things, but we are for and are against. But this one topic, this one issue, very well could hold me up from supporting this budget. So okay. I've made that perfectly clear that it'll be hard for me to vote a budget that's got, you know, universal basic income in it.
Well, give me a minute. So we talked to the mayor of Gary where they've tried it. I know that they've had some success with it in Stockton. And, you know, I don't necessarily love it or hate it, but I like it if it works. And the people who do it seem to say that it does help the recipients get a leg up. And in fact, after the program, or the people who are on the program were more likely to have the ability to go out and get a job than they did before they were on the program. I mean, have you looked at it? Do you think it doesn't work?
I haven't taken a hard look at it. I know people are telling me that left and right, what you said. I could assure you, I could take you to a gazillion places on the Northwest side that are begging for help, paying ridiculous amounts of money for people. I have a restaurant that I frequent a lot. They're paying their dishwasher $20 an hour because they can't get somebody for $15. I mean, yeah, McDonald's paying, you know, signing bonuses and iPhones and paying ridiculous amounts at, you know, quick service restaurants. So I think anybody can get a job anywhere right now. I know I worked three jobs at a point in my life when my kids were in school to pay for their education. And I'm talking like 20 years ago. And I think it's way, way, way easier right now to find jobs. And
what's the worst job you ever had, Alderman?
I have to say, I never had a bad job.
Oh,
my toughest job, I had a tough job my whole life. Drove a truck for UPS. I was a Chicago fireman. Worked in a restaurant for, you know, a number of years, and I actually loved them all and still friends with everybody. The restaurant I worked at for 37 years, UPS, fire department. Actually, the toughest job I ever had may have been the alderman, to tell you the honest God truth. So.
Well, you're not going to give
a different kind of tough.
You got to change your story. You're not going to get a lot of sympathy with that. But
right.
We're talking to Alderman.
Nor am I asking for
no,
it.
No, I know you're not.
This is the life I chose, and this is what I asked for. I've helped people my whole life,
but
and
wait.
I'm honored to be elected to take it to another level to help people.
Alderman Nicholas Posada, wait a second. So let's go back then. So you were firmly in the no column. You know, went off on the fact, all the reasons you don't want to do it. But you also said you haven't really looked into whether it has a positive impact. I mean, don't you owe it to your constituents to at least investigate? Maybe it's a good idea.
Absolutely. It's right now. It's fresh in my mind. I mean, people are telling me how successful this was here, there, and the other place, but nobody could answer when we had the first day of budget hearings how we determine who gets it. Is everybody, not everybody, but many of my council members are talking about equity. I mean, is there going to be equity in this program? Are they going to give out 1,000 of these awards, and is it going to be equal amount for every award? Is my award going to be left out in the cold, and nobody in my award is going to get universal basic income? So there's a lot of concerns I have, but, you know, we're right in the beginning of this, and, you know, I will certainly research it to the maximum and make my decision on there. But it's based off of what I know right now. It's going to be very, very difficult for me to support anything with universal basic income. In it.
Alderman, someone just texted in, you don't live in the city, Bertrand. Stop advocating for this. We're not Gary. I don't live in the city. I don't think I'm necessarily advocating for it either. But all I'm saying is the people who've done it, and of course, you know, they're the people who want it to work, but they seem to say it works.
Well, you're saying some of the people. You didn't tell me all the people that had it. Did all the people say it's successful? You gave me, you know, two things, Gary and Stockton, but you didn't give me all the places that have had it.
That's what you get paid for. You got to go out and research now and come
that's
back
why
with
I make the big bucks, Steve.
Come back with a report for me. Listen, it was wonderful to talk to you. I don't know if we've ever spoken before.
I don't think we have, but I'm more than willing to come on your show anytime.
I got your number now.
All right, well, I'm on WGN a lot, so.
Alderman Nicholas Posada from the 38th Ward. Okay, we'll talk again. Thanks, Alderman.
Hi, buddy. No problem. Take care.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. You know, the eviction moratorium has ended. There were supposed to be a lot of court hearings today, and we'll catch up on that a little bit later. But first, the news coming up just around the corner.
WGN.